This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Economic surrender will finally be over.
We will no longer surrender this country or its people to the false song of globalism.
They have gotten the political establishment and the media establishment to become pure, wanton henchmen of totalitarianism.
If you were a foreign power looking to weaken America, you couldn't do better than Hillary Clinton's economic agenda.
I think what the Chinese have done is really smart.
The skyscrapers went up in Beijing and many other cities around the world, while the factories and neighborhoods crumbled right here in Detroit.
It's all training us to accept less, lowering expectations, a post-industrial world, a new dark age. That's what the UN Biological Diversity Assessment 1996 calls for.
When we abandoned the policy of America first, we started rebuilding other countries instead of our own.
Not a world, Winston, that gets more beautiful and more technological and stronger. A world that gets uglier and stupider and more stunted.
That the government should allow Hillary Clinton to become president of the United States.
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Well, I voted for Hillary. I guess I have to since I'm working for her as well.
You want an image of the future, Winston? It's a boot stomping on a human face forever.
Muslims are peaceful and tolerant people and have nothing whatsoever to do with terrorism.
Women are treated, discriminated against in all these countries she took money against. Gays and lesbians are either executed or punished severely. They're mistreated. She claims to be their champion.
Don't look at me, Winston, and see the black circles around my eyes and see how ugly and weak I am, expressing myself and dying, that I torture people 18 hours a day, that I have a horrible life. That's the beauty of the satanic evil of the priest of power ripping apart humanity. We're here to hurt humans. We're here to suck your guts out.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Roger Stone, ladies and gentlemen, I had been thinking he was flying in from Dallas. No, he flew into Dallas and then did an event there and then drove here through I-35 that has famously bad traffic. So he was going to do 2 hours with us. Now he's going to do an hour with us. But he's here in Austin for Donald Trump's visit tonight. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. First off, Roger, great to see you.
See you.
What's coming up in the next hour?
We're going to talk about Hillary's health and the way the mainstream media is trying to cover for her. We're going to talk about the potential theft of this election through voter machine manipulation. Not voter fraud, very different issue. We're going to talk about the new Trump campaign team and how that's working out. We're going to talk about some recently uncovered lies by Hillary Clinton about the Ukraine, or about Ukraine, pardon me. And, of course, we're going to promote our iconic rape T-shirt, which is really taken off.
That's really upset Media Matters. And I saw they got really upset, White House run, that you would dare go to a big book signing in Dallas. And they come out and said Breitbart, for me, this was huge a few days ago, Breitbart and other independent media does not have a right to exist.
Yeah, no, it's a censorship is the, you know, it worked for Hitler, it worked for Stalin, and now they're trying to make sure that it works for Hillary. They can't refute what we have to say, so they have to try to discredit us, call us names, and block anybody from interviewing.
And they started with you, first time I ever saw this, announcing you were banned on CNN, the next day MSNBC said, and then you learned quietly that you haven't been back on Fox. I guess that might thaw someday, but we just have these bannings now. It's the new McCarthyism.
Yeah, fortunately, of course, we reach so many more people here at InfoWars and at other outlets. But, yeah, it's the only response that they
Let's
have.
Let's talk about that first.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Strange days have found us.
Worked inside, what, four different White Houses, been involved in nine different campaigns. I met him years ago at a JFK conference and, you know, shook his hand, talked to him, and then I said, I've seen that guy before, but didn't really click that he did, was like the second in command of the Bush recount in Florida, and, of course, was the main confidant of Richard Nixon after he got out of office, was the guy that actually got Nixon to go out and start talking to the press and going on TV again. I mean, Roger Stone, you can sit there and Google stuff about him. It's interesting. It's been hours, you know, reading New York Times articles about him from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. But he's really an interesting guy now. Of course, longtime confidant of Donald Trump, his first campaign manager, a guy that really helped push Trump, you know, to make his own decision to run. And then we've seen several other campaign heads now, Lewandowski, your business partner, Manafort. And now we have Bannon, who I know you're a huge fan of.
Big fan.
And who I know is taking Breitbart in a really powerful direction. Basically, he's not copying InfoWars. He's got his own investigative journalist, more than I've got, out just reading the emails and discovering it's New World Order, it's world government. They plan to censor the press. So we're going to do an hour and a half, 30 minutes into Watson next hour. He'll ride shotgun with us. But I want to cover the waterfront here with Roger Stone of StoneZone.com. We carry two of his latest best-selling books, The Clinton's War on Women and The Bush Crime Family, that show how they really work together, how that whole power structure is out to basically take over the country, more important than ever. His crew designed the Bill Clinton rape shirt that looks like the Hope shirt, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. The first thing I want to cover with Roger Stone today, I love showing the rape shirt because it caused Sinker Ugarik or whatever his name is, the Young Turds, to totally flip out when he saw you 20 feet away walking by with it. I mean, he's just crazy. But before we get back into that, Drudge came here a year ago and he said, listen, I talked to a Supreme Court justice. I talk about this every day because it's so pertinent now. It's happening. And he said, next year they're going to start the process of handing the Internet over to the U.N., they're going to start censoring. They're going to turn loose the Federal Elections Commission, and they're going to start shutting down the independent patriot media. I talked to sources, and I could also hear the Democrats, the czars, the senators saying, shut down Drudge, Federal Elections Commission, shut down News Corp, Fox, shut down Limbaugh. And then they started saying, shut down InfoWars. I'm political. Well, yeah, I mean, if being pro-gun is political, damn right I am. So, but I'm a libertarian, cut my teeth going after Clinton and the Bushes, you name it, just like you've been, you know, critical of Bush after you learned what he was doing in Iraq. I'm just setting the table here that we're not just saying this. It's now in public Democratic Party fundraising emails, Daily Caller, InfoWars, and of course Breitbart reported on it last week to say, quote, mainline conservatives have a right to exist. Well, that means they want to get them too. What a creepy term. It's like the Final Solution. Jews have no rights to exist. Then they say, but groups like Breitbart don't, and when we get Hillary in, we're shutting them down. Breitbart is way bigger than the New York Times. Drudge is the number one news site in the world with more traffic than Facebook, Twitter, the New York Times combined. Now, down that list of the top 100 sites, if you combine how they said free speech systems and my other sites individually had us at like 80 and 90, we're like 50. And technically, I'm not bragging here, but we're bigger than Breitbart when it comes to overall, not just our site, but the whole aggregate. I don't want to be bigger than Breitbart. I want to defeat the New World Order. I'm glad Breitbart's big. I hope it gets 10 times bigger. The point is, when I say they're coming after the free press, they had a coup at Fox. They now admit they infiltrated. They admit the White House is involved. They admit Democrats are involved. Media Matters and memos said they were going to infiltrate. We're next. So that means you're next, folks. When they take away your voice, they take everything away. So we can put the Daily Caller headline up there where they said, no right to exist for Breitbart. When they say that, they now see Breitbart as the lead elephant because of Stephen Bannon. Now, you've got the floor to talk about free speech, the attacks, the demonization, the season we are in of disinformation. Roger Stone.
Yeah, Alex, you're absolutely right. Last week I spoke on C-SPAN about the easy ability to hack these election machines, these computerized voting machines, citing a study at Stanford University that shows that the Clintons have already done it to Bernie Sanders in at least 12 states. Also citing the work of a Princeton professor, a professor at Columbus State Community College, Robert Fitrakis, who wrote a terrific book, Strip and Flip and Strip, about how these machines are manipulated. So there's no mechanical engineering or scientific evidence that the machines cannot be fixed easily. Therefore, their argument is, we have to rely on the integrity of the Clintons not to do this. Sorry, but this election is easily rigged. Now, when I said that, Media Matters for America, the Hillary front group run by David Brock, immediately demanded that C-SPAN ban me. Whenever I published a long piece at The Hill, they immediately began to demand that The Hill ban Roger Stone, as if my views are not valid, only their views are valid. It's censorship. It worked for Hitler, it worked for Stalin, and now they're trying to make it work for Hillary Clinton.
I want you to continue, but just think about... I'm almost breathless here. This is so epic, so historic, where they actually call for you to be banned. When they ordered MSNBC and CNN to ban you, they did it. They are the talking points, and now they admit in the emails the White House is meeting with Google. It's meeting with Facebook, Twitter, weekly. It's meeting with CNN. It's telling them what to do, what questions to ask, everything to say, and now they're promising to actually shut us down our own outlets if they get in. This is now a referendum, this election, on the free press more than anything. And then that's A. And then B, they said Donald Trump was insane 3 weeks ago when he came out and said they tried to steal the nomination from me. They did from Bernie. We need to have election watchers. Now the UN, Reuters is reporting, for the Clintons and the Justice Department is asking for 10 times the monitors they had in 2012 to basically run the elections. And as you warned last time you were on, before they did this, you said, I would watch the watchers. That's who will be stealing. Go ahead, Roger.
That's exactly right, Alex. I mean, a couple things are going on here at once. First of all, anyone who raises questions about the Clintons, their record, their corruption, Bill's history as a sexual predator, you're immediately branded a conspiracy theorist. Now, you know the genesis of that phrase. It goes back to 1964 CIA memo that said, anytime anybody surfaces to question the results of the Warren Commission and President Kennedy's death, immediately brand them as a conspiracy theorist in order to undermine their credibility. Here we are again. They keep accusing us of being conspiracy theorists. No, we're conspiracy realists because we continue to point out the crimes of the Clintons and we're not going to stop. We continue to point out the lies of the Clintons and we're not going to stop. What I found, Alex, is really chilling. I've yet to be verified at Twitter. People keep setting up fake Roger Stone profiles and they try to launch them. And I've asked several times to be verified. I've provided all their forms, all their information. The fact that I have this problem on Twitter, yet I cannot get verified. I was denied yet again today. More disturbing, though, is that I put up a provocative tweet about Hillary Clinton that's factual. People will retweet it. Then they contact me and they say, I retweeted what you put up, but it's disappeared.
Well, they now admit, Google admits, that they are delisting the Clinton death list. They are delisting Donald Trump. They are delisting basically her health problems. And the New York Times asked them a few days ago in an op-ed, said, please delist her health problems and her health videos. So they're now communicating the establishment from the New York Times to Google. Oh, by the way, we forgot to whack this mole, ban this.
Yeah, no, it's exactly true, which is, I think, a great segue into the question of Hillary's health. The spokesman for Hillary Clinton attacked me by name several days ago, saying that this was all a right-wing conspiracy and that I am promoting documents online that are forgery.
You never put those up.
I never put them up. I find them interesting. I have no idea whether they're real or not real, but my concerns about Hillary's health come from my own eyes, the photographs, the videos.
Her being in the hospital for a year in 2012-13, her stumbling around. Look, we have medical doctors on Fox News, the heads of major university divisions coming out saying, quote, it's no conspiracy theory. We now have a WikiLeaks coming out with her wanting Parkinson's medication in her emails.
Yeah, it's extraordinary that they are running a cover-up on this when my view on her health is not based on some document online that may or may not have been real. I didn't even read it.
Woman looks like she's already in a coffin.
Well, and she's got an ulcer on her tongue. She's got her head snapping around like she's on The Exorcist. What's that about?
So yeah, where's the green pea soup?
Exactly. I mean, she's got no stamina. I think it's abundantly clear. She, as Donald Trump has correctly said, she does a campaign day where she does one stop. They limit access to the press. And then she takes 5 days off and does another stop. She doesn't have the stamina or the mental clarity or the balance to be president of the United States. That's not conjecture. You can see this with your own eyes.
I want to go to break and come back and get into the health stuff. But what about just the arrogance of Obama for 6 days? He finally went today, never going to worse flooding than Katrina. And then Hillary is flying planes 20 miles from Martha's Vineyard to Nantucket. And they just don't even care to go when this is what they destroyed the Republicans with in 2008 was Bush's response to Katrina. There's such a disconnect.
Yeah, no, they excoriated Bush for doing exactly what they are doing, not taking care of business. This is the job.
But to be fair, and I don't want to defend Bush, he went down there. I mean, they just didn't give a damn.
No, that's exactly right. But it was election time, and therefore they needed to undermine him. Now Obama doesn't do the job that he's elected to. And nobody says anything. It's
is that just show arrogance, disconnect, that she's ill? I mean, why didn't she run down there?
Well, she's probably not well enough to move around, and they don't want to expose her.
I watched a video of her walking down the plane ramp the other day, and she looked like she was bracing each step like she was in hell.
Yeah, the woman's not well. It's visually obvious, and now we have the big lie. It's all our fault that her health is bad. We're making the whole thing up because we're conspiracy.
Right there, because I have a concern. My gut tells me, Roger Stone, that she's obviously seriously ill, but she might coast in like a dead rat bouncing into the White House. What happens if that takes place? We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming up at the end of the hour into the fourth hour, we're going to open the phones up. In fact, I'm going to give the number out right now. Your questions for Roger Stone about all things election 2016 and what's happening with Trump. But when this election's over, where I'm flying you back to Austin, I want to do 2-3 hours with you just about the whole history of the Republican Party in the modern age, Nixon, you know, all the books you've written on those subjects, and just all the interesting lore that Roger Stone has for us, and inside views and perspectives. But I was thinking during the break about censorship again before we get back into the medical issues and how they respond, because the two stories go together. Bezos of Amazon, who admits he's a Clinton worshiper, another multi-billionaire, you know, socialist, owns the Washington Post and makes it even worse than it was before.
Which is hard to do.
Which is hard to do, with Graham running it before. Now,
the worst newspaper in America.
Now we've got Carlos Slim, who owned part of it. Now he's the majority owner of the New York Times.
And the largest single donor to the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative. He's number one.
Engaged in incredible disinformation. But no wonder they want to censor us and now admit they want to shut us down, with a 6% national trust rating in an AP study of tens of thousands of respondents. It's bigger than just wanting to shut us down. We have to understand, I mean, I'm not bragging, InfoWars reaches 28 million people a week. This radio show, just on terrestrial radio, 3 million people a day, over 5 million YouTube views, over 3 or 4 million Facebook views a day. You add it all together, it's much bigger than 28 million. That's conservative. These people are a joke, and they already know they've collapsed. Roger Stone, that only means it's that much worse. They are coming to shut us down, like Matt Drudge said.
Yeah, no, I think their plan is painfully obvious. Here's the difference between what we're seeing now and everything I've seen in eight previous presidential campaigns. In the past, the media pretended to be objective. They still tried to screw the conservative candidate, but all the time pretending to be objective. Now, they've dropped all pretense of trying to be objective. It is hysterical in their efforts to get Donald Trump, to smear him, to distort what he says, to magnify minor mistakes that he's made. He's not a career politician, as he said the other day, which I think was actually very positive. He doesn't always get it exactly right, but when he makes a small mistake, they magnify it out of all proportion. When Hillary gets caught taking bribes or lying, they barely cover it. In fact, most cases, they don't cover it at all. They've dropped all pretense of being objective. Now, they just seek to stop the reform candidacy of Donald Trump because it scares the daylights out of them. He would bust up the K Street, Wall Street combine.
None of them are giving him any money. That is the total certification. He's the real deal.
Yeah. Yesterday's finance report showed him at $38 million cash on hand. In retrospect, it may become clear, if he raises the same amount in, say, the next 80 days, which is probable, that he would have been better off taking public finance and then running as much fundraising he could through affiliated super PACs, as Hillary has done with her super PACs. He would have gotten $100 million from public finance without raising a dime. And he would
have. That was your recommendation,
right? I did recommend that, yes. And I think it's going to be borne out as he would have had more net dollars for the fight had he done so.
Well,
no, the establishment has zipped their wallets.
This is so colossal. I overuse the word epic, but this is the epic of epic. This is the creme de la creme, where the evil, corrupt Pope, the evil, corrupt Chinese president, the evil, corrupt Mexican president, the Saudi, corrupt filth, royal family, every festering nest of corruption and evil hates Donald Trump. Every global combine, every stinking hedge fund. And then the moron fake liberals run around behind Hillary. But a lot of them I talked to actually aren't morons and are supporting Trump because they know Sanders was stolen. I think that's really the missing army that will put Trump over the top. And that's why I think there's election fraud if he doesn't win.
This is why the candidacy of both Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate, and Gary Johnson, the Libertarian Party candidate, are so important. The criteria of the Presidential Commission on Debates, which is, by the way, not appointed by the president, not a commission, and not about debates. It's headed by a former Republican National Chairman and Democratic National Chairman. Their goal, keep everybody else out of the political discussion. Now, I think progressive voters would vote for Jill Stein, given the screwing of Bernie Sanders without Vaseline, according to the WikiLeaks documents, where Deborah Wasserman Schultz was a mole for the Clintons, if they knew that her candidacy existed. She has gotten on the ballot in 44 states.
All I see is leftist groups attacking her, but that's because they're not real leftist groups.
No, it's McCarthyism. That's McCarthyism. She's a legitimate candidate. Governor Gary Johnson's a legitimate candidate. They should be in these debates, first of all. It is outrageous to not include them.
Sure.
Using some phony polling number creates the chicken and egg situation where they can't get to 15% because they're not in the debate, and they can't get in the debate because they're not at 15%. The criteria should be, How many states are you on the ballot on?
Sure, but we can never break the two-headed monster duopoly, so Trump finally came in and has done that. He's taken over the Republican Party,
a
libertarian
takeover.
Populist insurrection, and that's why everyone needs to support him, including Sanders people. March. We'll be back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I'll tell you how to land. You win some, lose some.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Roger Stone's in studio with us 30 minutes in the next hour. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I want to get into Manafort, and I know the true scoop on this, and I know what went on, and there's no truth to it, and that'll be coming out in the next few weeks. I'm going to stop there. We're not going to get much into that today, but some. But I really want to get into Trump here in a moment, because, again, Reuters, Associated Press, they're all reporting the Justice Department is bringing in the UN and the European Union. This is Reuters. At tenfold the number they had 4 years ago to oversee the election because they're so concerned about fraud, but they admit it's run by the Justice Department. So they're going to go in there to, I guess, carry out the fraud. That's what you warned of 3 weeks ago on air. And it says right here, a tenfold increase from the number of the group deployed in 2012. We're going to get back to that here in just a moment. But how are they still criticizing Trump like he is an insane pterodactyl or something from another age? Obama's like, what election fraud? What are you talking
about? He said it's ridiculous. Yesterday, the New York Times quotes this political science professor in California, Hassan, who says this is laughable. No, it's not laughable. It's a reality. First of all, Alex, let's distinguish between voter fraud and election theft. These are two different issues.
Yeah, the UN's coming in to make sure election fraud can't happen. They call it fraud if we don't let illegals vote.
Yeah, exactly. So what's happened here is the State Department has a set of criteria in which they judge foreign elections in terms of fairness.
So the headline is the UN coming to the U.S. to make sure illegals can vote. Sorry, go ahead.
I think the real issue here is the State Department standards for fair elections have been violated by Hillary in at least 12 primaries against Bernie. That's how bad the steal is there. That's why he has switched his registration from Democrat back to an independent in Vermont. What kind of signal does that send about Hillary's candidacy? And it is it's an absurdity to think that the Clintons won't steal something that they can steal. The issue of voter fraud, meaning people voting multiple times, people who are not eligible voting, dead people who are still on the rolls voting, that is a more limited problem. It's not non-existent, as the folks at Huffington Post say. It's very much existent, but it is dwarfed by the seriousness of the ability to rig these computerized voter machines. We have a professor at Princeton, a professor in Ohio State Community College. We have the Stanford
study. Former Diebold chief engineers.
We have the Stanford study. We have a CBS video, not exactly right-wing media, showing us how a $15 device that you can get at Radio Shack or Best Buy's will allow you to vote multiple times without being detected. So are we counting on the goodwill and the integrity of the Clintons not to steal something which is technologically easily
but
stealable?
But wait, I mean, they've got Jed Johnson and they've got Loretta Lynch. They're going to run it and keep it safe with the UN. I mean, they're good people. We can trust them, can't we?
Yeah, that's very concerning. You got, as I said earlier on the program, you've got to watch the watchers. You've got to watch the watchers. Now, how can you combat that? This is the real question. We have re-energized StopTheSteal.org. StopTheSteal.org has several goals. Number one, we're going to demand inspection of the software for these voting machines in every jurisdiction where we suspect that there will be rigging. If they will not let independent third parties examine the software, it'll be clear that the fix is in. Secondarily, we're going to conduct exit polls right outside the polling places to be able to match the exit poll results with the machine results. Now, exit polls are scientifically and historically far more accurate than any form of voting.
And that's undisputed.
Undisputed.
It's way better than polls.
And here's the reason for this. Because you're getting the voters' intention before they've heard the results. You see, once they hear the results, and over time, they begin to gravitate to the winner. People want to have been with the winner. But if you get them as they exit the booth, they're far more likely to tell you.
And that's why they come out and say for a month, he's dropping out, he's dropping out, he's dropping out. Intervention, intervention, intervention.
Yes.
He's insane, he's insane, he's insane. He's bankrupt, he's bankrupt. His wife's a prostitute, even though they had to reverse all that and apologize because of a lawsuit. It's all made up, all fake. Is because they're creating the perception he's way behind on all the polls. They've got another polling company came out, not just Reuters, and added more Democrats to samples than Republicans when Trump still won. They added more Democrats.
Yeah, Gallup got busted. So
I mean, there's no end to these people.
And this is an important part of the plan. Here's how it works. First, we rig the polls to create a public perception. Then we rig the machines to meet that perception.
First, you rig the polls.
To create the perception of what will happen. Then you rig the machines to meet the perception that you've created. That's how this works. It's a legitimate issue, but when you get out there and discuss these things, even with the backing of a Stanford study, a Princeton professor, this professor, Dr. Fetrakis, who's a terrific guy, they call you a conspiracy theorist.
I was about to say, though, we've got the heads of universities, all these scientists, Democrats, mainline TV hosts that are doctors saying she's clearly got neurological problems. Now we have her email saying, I need Parkinson's medication. That is bombshell.
Well, we have an email in which she said that she cracked her head. I'm not doing too good with a cracked head, she says in the email. I read that one this morning from WikiLeaks. She clearly has a health problem. We didn't make it up. We're not falsifying it.
Then let's go back to my question.
See it with your own two eyes.
Let's go back to my question. It's my fault. I never brought it back up because we went to break. If they steal it, they're already writing articles that they're scared Trump's going to challenge it, or they're planting the idea his candidacy was fake because he might want to start a Patriot Network. Well, I read back 5 years ago he wanted to do that to save the country. Thank God if they cheat Trump, he's not planning on giving up.
Yeah, he's not going to roll over. Look, you have to have real evidence. You can't just lose and then say, oh, this was stolen from me. This is why the StopTheSteal.org operation is so important. We're going to have properly run, scientifically based exit polls.
Roger, I agree, and you're doing that. You've done a great job. Yep. We're going to be there with you. We're going to support it, and the listeners are going to go be part of it. I mean, they're ready. What I'm saying is if they stole all those primaries from him, but he said no and they had to back off, they stole it from Bernie openly.
Right.
We have evidence that she's an illegitimate nominee, and that's what I've been arguing the whole time. Don't just go out and say there's election fraud, we've got to watch it, so when they do it, people understand that it was already an issue. What about the fact that she's an illegitimate candidate? That goes to your fact we should bring in other people from the debates.
Well, the Democrats are the only ones who could object to that, and they're not going to because the Clintons have mau-mau'd most of the Democrats.
Sure, but in a court of public opinion, I think he makes that an issue, that this woman stole her nomination, which they now have Stanford University, as you said.
Yes.
Did the research last week, came out.
And in 12 states, they violated her own standards as Secretary of State for transparent elections.
Other people's countries.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. She goes and monitors other elections. Obama goes and monitors, but he's never heard of problems in elections.
By the way, the problems we're talking about are problems that former President Jimmy Carter has specifically criticized abroad and has criticized mildly in the United States.
In fact, I saw where he actually came out and said, no, it's true. We have problems.
Yes. So he certifies that these machines have been rigged. You know, say anything you want. He figured out that Bernie Sanders got...
I got to hand it to him, but despite all his problems, at the end of the day, he really says what he thinks.
I think he believes in democracy. I was never a great fan. Obviously, I helped defeat him in his efforts to get a second term while working for Governor Ronald Reagan. But in this issue, I think he is a forceful spokesman, and I hope he will speak out more on the question of voter fraud and election rigging.
All right. So much energy, so much to cover, so much happening. I want to get into Manafort. I want to get into the whole Ukraine disinfo. I want to cover the waterfront, other issues you want to cover here, Roger, and then take phone calls because they take us in some wild card directions. But you're always honest about what states you thought he was really going to win, what states you thought he was going to lose. Off record with me, you were always really accurate. You've told me that you think it's really a dead heat despite all their fake polling. Some polls show he's ahead. Where is Trump really right now? How is he doing? What is it, 76 days out, 77 days? How many days out?
There were around 80, I guess. Look, he's woefully underfunded, but he's still the best communicator in the country. He does these rallies, and he's pulling 30, 25, 30,000 people. She's doing rallies. She gets 171 people. They got to rearrange the cameras to try to make the crowds look bigger. There's no enthusiasm for her campaign. She was probably doing a pretty good job of bringing the progressives and liberals back in until WikiLeaks, to their credit, leaked the entire record of her theft of Bernie Sanders. And I think that has cut off the progressive piece. That's why I think it's important that progressives have additional choices.
Sure. What do you make of the LA Times saying that he is in a dead heat with her right now?
Yeah, very, very, very telling. It's impossible to say. And by the way, we have a very volatile electorate, but based on anecdotal evidence and the enthusiasm you see around his candidacy and the lack of enthusiasm, it's not reasonable to believe that he may be running roughly even with her, perhaps a few points behind. By the way, at this juncture, I'd rather be behind than ahead.
Now, explain that, because they have these top professors. In fact, this particular one was Algorithm, where he's done five elections, always been accurate, and whoever is ahead now, for some reason, always loses. Explain that to people. Plus, all the big bot companies, the advertising companies that are so dead on accurate, Amazon can package your product before you even decide to buy it with these bots. They're saying the bots show Trump landslide.
Yeah, it's interesting. First of all, I think it's important to note that Governor Ronald Reagan trailed Jimmy Carter until the final week in the polls and pulled ahead. The debates were an important part of that. The debates,
so the debates are king.
The debates are absolutely key because it's an opportunity for Trump to present the real Trump and to put away the caricatures that have been drawn by the mainstream media. Secondarily, the WikiLeaks are going to be, I think, very determinative. It is absolutely clear now that those emails that the Clinton henchwomen, Huma Abedin, who's getting some bad press today, and Cheryl Mills thought they deleted, aren't deleted at all. That WikiLeaks has them, most likely the Russians have them, the Chinese have them.
And I know you've got some good contacts.
The Israelis have them, the Saudis have them. So there are multiple sources from which they could be leaked.
What's in them?
Well, the Clintons have always said, in terms of the Clinton Foundation, not their defense has always been not, we didn't do it. Their defense has been, you have no proof. Well, perhaps now we do have the proof. Perhaps now we do have the smoking gun. So, for example, when a Russian consortium gave big bucks to the Clinton Foundation in return for cornering the market on uranium production, the Clintons' position was, well, you can't prove there was a quid pro quo. Well, maybe now we can. Or let's take the Ukraine, because it's a good segue. Viktor Pinchuk, who gave $10 million to the Clinton Foundation, and in return, he got the State Department's support for toppling a Democratic elected president in Ukraine.
Outrageous.
He wasn't impeached. He wasn't beaten in a fair election. He was physically removed.
Meanwhile, Manafort is bad because he simply supported earlier in Ukraine a general election, which he's worked all over the world.
Yeah, no, he did two parliamentary elections. And then a presidential election, building the party state through three cycles. Let me tell you something, as a political consultant, you try electing a guy named Kozanowski to the parliament in Ukraine in a district that has more cows than people. This is not glamorous work. He never worked for the Ukrainian government. He never worked for the Russian government. He is not required to file anything in Washington because he didn't lobby anybody in Washington. The whole thing is a canard. But to the extent that there is Ukrainian influence in this election, yes, indeed. Viktor Pinchuk purchased the State Department's approval of a toppling of a Democratic
everything Hillary
government.
Accuses Trump of, she's doing.
And let me say one other thing, and I think this is crucial. Hillary's spokesman specifically denied that she had ever met with or spoken with the billionaire Ukrainian Viktor Pinchuk. We now know through the leaked emails that she met with him on at least three occasions.
She is a, excuse my French and Christian stations, I love God, but she is a GD liar.
And we specifically know that he dined with her at her home in Georgetown. So much for the notion that she had nothing to do with Pinchuk. Pinchuk is the one who paid for the hit job on Manafort, the so-called ledger.
Now, you told me 3 months ago, you said they got PIs all over, they got this Pinchuk guy, it's all BS, but it doesn't matter, because the New York Times, owned by the Mexican kingpin of kingpins, the number one funder of Hillary,
puts it on page one above the fold.
But see, that's the paradox. The New York Times is now a joke, even with liberals.
And this fellow McIntyre, I think it's Glenn McIntyre, one of the authors of that piece, admits, well, Manafort may have done nothing wrong. That's extraordinary. This was a hit piece without foundation. It's yellow journalism.
How dare Manafort, though, this is his business, your business, go around the world and be part of Democratic elections.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he went and got somebody elected, and then all Hillary did was get $5 billion of State Department money with George Soros and go run around shooting police and causing riots, same thing Soros is doing here, and causing a destabilization and overthrow the government. Oh, that's so sweet. That's so nice.
Yeah, no, it's extraordinary. And I guess here's the real irony is, to the extent that there's been Ukrainian interference in our elections, it's by the Clintonites. I mean, this.
The Clintons are using Ukrainians to interfere. Their whole foundation is a multinational takeover of America. Speak of the devil. We've been complaining for almost 3 weeks, David Knight and I, that no coverage in the U.S. press, other than the real media like InfoWars and Drudge and WorldNet Daily and places like that, Breitbart, no coverage of George Soros, the Nazi collaborator who's overthrown scores of governments, crash economies. But the Jerusalem Post and even some European press. Our world, Soros' campaign of global chaos. So when you're getting attacked, this is him, as you know.
Yes, indeed.
The first thing that we see is a megalomaniacal nature of Soros' philanthropic project. No corner of the globe is unaffected by his efforts. No policy area is left untouched. And the article goes on to admit he is like the return of Hitler. So Thank God somebody's looking at these emails. And so there's that thing. They can cover this up, but not forever.
Well, and George Soros is the major funder of the front group Media Matters for America and Correct the Record, which should be called Distort the Record. And all they do is attack us personally because they cannot refute our arguments. Yeah, he is the enemy, and that's who must be defeated.
But when the Jerusalem Post is coming out against Soros, I mean, from the Russians to our own intelligence agencies to the Israelis now, he better be watching it.
Well, they know...
MI6 doesn't like him?
No, they know he was a Nazi collaborator historically. He's certainly no friend of the Jewish people, so I'm delighted to see the Jerusalem Post...
I mean, I think this is a bellwether that he's pretty much done.
Well, we shall see. This is going to be a horrific fight because they have the mainstream media on their side, and all we have is the American people and Donald Trump's abilities as a communicator.
Roger Stone's our guest. It is so despicable that he gets no big pharma money, no big bank money, no big globalist money, no Monsanto money. He's preaching classic populism. They just distort what he says. Then when he comes out and gives these loving speeches about immigrants, they say it's a flip-flop when they cut the other part from the speeches a year ago out to deceive everybody.
Yes.
I mean, they are just incredible. And then meanwhile, a Nazi collaborator runs their movement. You can't make this up. Every liberal, every progressive, every person that doesn't like corrupt elements of Wall Street should be on their knees supporting Donald Trump.
You would think so.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, no, to cop a phrase, it's laughable. But they're hysterical because they're in trouble, and they know they're in trouble.
Oh, yeah, because let me tell you, the leaks aren't going to stop on Soros and everybody else. I'm going to give you a little news flash. Only a part of this was the Russians. Our own agencies are finally awake, and they're going to turn against these criminals. Game over, scumbags. We'll be back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
by the way, the White House is calling for C-SPAN. I mean, they do it through Media Matters. That's where they meet with Weekly. To ban Roger Stone and then not re-air when he was on C-SPAN earlier last week in New York. That's how scared they are. If you just type in Roger Stone C-SPAN into Google, the top link comes up. In fact, I'll just show TV viewers this way right here with a document cam. You just type in Roger Stone C-SPAN, and then you will get the top link, Roger Stone. It'll take you right to the interview that they do not want you to see. And you can see him in 99, in 88, and in 95. There's a bunch of them, but here is his Roger Stone on Donald Trump's 2016 campaign. That's last year. And then you've got August 18th last week, Newsmakers with Roger Stone. Now, for me, what is a big deal here is that in America, the White House-run Media Matters, who got him banned off all these other channels, says banning. And now they're saying ban Breitbart and Drudge. Again, a lot of morons who are libertarians or conservatives, there's not many of them, but I hear them saying, well, that's fine, our websites will get bigger once you're gone. That's not how this works. As we get bigger, you get bigger. People always say, we need to work with the system. We need to, like, conform and then compromise. No, the globalists never compromise with us. Trump is a movement. Trump is an insurrectionist against the globalists. We are trying to educate people, not go with the establishment brainwashing so Democrats vote for him. We're here to get you off the plantation. We're here to try to shake you out of your coma. And that's why they're coming and saying, shut down our speech in America. That's an indictment of the system. Exactly. That's why everyone should vote Donald Trump, but also go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a Bill Clinton rape shirt. Get a Hillary for prison shirt. 20% off on Living Defense Parasite Cleanse, a bunch of other specials. The film Amerageddon, exclusively available. You can get my films free when you get a second copy. InfoWarsStore.com. We need you to spread the word. We need you to financially support us. We need you to get his books at InfoWarsStore.com. We need you to promote us because we're in a 21st century modern war with high-tech globalists, but we have HUMET and the individual human spirit, and when you take action, realize, just like electricity, you know, getting a circuit and passing through, when you take action, that's what sends the thunderbolts and lightning bolts down the line straight into Hillary's big, fat diaper ass.
I got to say this. The schedule that I'm keeping, Alex, I got to tell you, I could not do without popping a couple brain forces when I get up in the morning. Brain force keeps you moving. And now, they'll attack us for this, too, because we believe in alternative medicine, because we believe, as has been done for centuries, that herbs and supplements work. That makes us kooky. There's something nutty about us. This product works. I use it every day. I could not keep the schedule that I keep working for freedom, working for Donald Trump, if I didn't have brain force.
Until the Germans came out with synthetic drugs 160 years ago or so, apothecaries were the drugstore. You had doctors there and apothecaries, but everything was herbs or natural compounds.
Chinese medicine is 3,000 years old. Western medicine is roughly 150 years old. Please, give me a break.
Exactly.
But they'll depict us as kooky, because we believe in alternatives to Western medicine. So, look, Brain Force is a great product.
We came up with the best microbe that we could for a low price. I mean, it really is good. I appreciate your plug. And that's how we're funding ourselves. Roger selling books, you know, myself selling Hillary for prison shirts. But beyond that, it's not about that. We're in a total war. Roger.
Absolutely.
Let me make a little guess. You could have easily over the years been hired by the other side.
Oh, I've had offers. They've tried to buy me off. The Russians themselves actually approached me when I was working for Reagan, and they told me they could really enhance my lifestyle if I would just go to work for them. You know what I did? I took it right to the FBI. No, I could easily have switched sides. George Bush tried to hire me for his 1988 campaign. Not interested. So, look, I think we're...
Because the real value is being genuine.
Well, I came to believe certain things. For a lot of times, I was kind of a blind, right-of-center, mainstream Republican. And then I began to see the criminality of the Bushes, the lies that got us into the Iraq War. It was time to become a whistleblower.
You've been exposing him for about 14 years. We'll be back with Roger Stone in just a few minutes and your phone calls, and Paul Watson from London, England. This is a war. Buy your war bonds, InfoWarsStore.com. More importantly, spread the word about the broadcast.